Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Corey Brock, MLB.com, is going to join us now. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Activate it. There it is. Corey has been on the Cholula hotline this season, but this is your first time down here on the set. That is a grave oversight on Blooper's part, and I want to apologize for the fact that we have not yet had you down here yet this season. I on behalf of Seth, I apologize.
Yeah, he has a lot of ground to make up for this grave error, so I don't know what you have in mind, Jesse.
The most grave. I think we're going to make him eat a hot dog an inning. I think that's pretty much what we've learned is as good a punishment as anything. I think that's kind of the idea. Hey, Will Myers placed on the disabled list today. How concerned are we? We were tossing around the phrase cautiously optimistic earlier. That's what Buddy Black said. But anytime a guy goes on the disabled list, there is concern.
Absolutely, and it comes in such an area, in the wrist area there, where he has had some pre-existing conditions where he jammed that left wrist 4 games into the season last year and tried to play through it. Now, he ended up going on the disabled list because of an injury to his right wrist, but he even said, we just talked to him in the dugout, that this is something that he tried to play through last year. He kind of learned his lesson that it's better to step back now in mid-May, really let this thing rest. He's not going to do anything for several days other than get treatment on the wrist and just try and take a more pragmatic and realistic approach to this, with thinking that, hey, if you shut him down for a few days now, maybe you could buy yourself some more time later in the year and this won't come up again.
Do you think he'll be back Monday?
No. I don't know. I just seem to think that this may take a little bit longer, and the longer it stretches out, he may need to get a few minor league at-bats just to get him current and get him fresh again. I think this could extend past the 15 days. That's just my own read.
I got you. Okay, so we were talking upstairs earlier.
Yeah. Bill is just chomping at the bit for this question. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We were talking.
This is when the Cholula hot seat gets
right.
Hottest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's warm.
Who's back first? We got Melvin Upton Jr. just started a rehab in El Paso. We've got Johnson. We've got Myers. We've got Brandon Morrow. We got Yonder Alonso, all on the disabled list. Who's back first in your book?
You listed like 20 guys, Bill. Am I supposed to rank those?
No. No. Just pick
no,
one.
No, I mean, I think realistically, of the main guys we're talking about, I still think it could be Myers. I think Upton, they'll push him. He's played in 2 games. 2 days, has at least another 18 left. I think he's going to need every one of those to get plenty of at-bats, get him current. Then you can kind of push that decision a little bit further. So I seem to think Myers, still no real timeline on Alonso. It seems kind of mysterious as to when he'll be back. But Buddy did say that when he kind of does turn that corner, it could happen fast. But it will mean some minor league time as well.
I agree with you. I think we agree on the Alonso thing. The talk is all pretty positive, but then they say, well, he's not even starting baseball activity yet. And it's like there's going to be a time after that we're going to be well past the 15 days by the time he's ready.
Yeah, and he will have missed so much time then that, he's going to need at least, 3, 4, 5 games. Who knows what that is in the minor leagues to get current. Yeah, the key term when you're hearing all this, when we're talking about it, when we're writing it, when you guys mention it here on Padres Social Hour is if he's not starting baseball activities yet, that means he's nowhere near close to coming back.
Yeah.
Because that's really just the first step in the entire process.
Corey Brock. Which pitcher do we see? I'm sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
Which pitcher do we see first? Do we see Brandon Morrow back or do we see Josh Johnson?
I still think Morrow because Johnson will need time in the minor leagues to build up his stamina, his endurance. They still view him as a starter.
Right.
Even if Morrow needs another week on the disabled list and then a week beyond that, just spitballing here, that would put him back in, 2 or 3 weeks. So I still think Morrow has the edge on returning to the rotation sooner than later.
But he's going to need at least 2 rehab starts too, I would imagine.
Right, but, that could be 10 days. So, if you tack on another week, then 10 days of that, that's, close to a little less than 3 weeks.
I was told there would not be math, Bill.
Okay,
now you're
right.
Making people do addition,
right.
And that's where I draw the line.
Where are the days?
Corey is on Twitter, of course, at Follow the Padres. He is on the Cholula hot seat. The decision to call up Corey Mazzoni today, with Myers being put on the disabled list, Buddy Black gave a couple of different reasons for that, but not necessarily like the straightforward thing to do, replacing a position player with another relief pitcher.
Yeah, and I think this can sort of change as we move into the week here, depending on their needs and depending on how deep these starters work into games. I think even with the off day, you know, normally with an off day, it gives you a chance to get all your relievers kind of current, get them up to speed in terms of rest and all that. But I think they felt like they needed a little bit more reinforcement out of the bullpen. So you bring up Mazzoni for the second time this year. And, you know, as we've seen happen, Jesse, when they bring up these players for the first time from the minor leagues, sometimes that adjustment's pretty rough at first. But each time, you know, the smart ones and the good ones tend to make adjustments and end up being a little bit better each time they come back. So, yeah, so we'll get a chance to see Corey Mazzoni. But, you know, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of seeing a position player from El Paso at some point.
Do you think before the before they get to Anaheim?
That's possible, yeah. What is that? That's Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. I think that could happen.
That certainly could change some things when you go to the American League ballpark. You've got the DH, and you can make a roster move to sort of go along with that. I mentioned that Corey is on Twitter, at Follow the Padres, and I imagine one of the questions most asked to you over the last several weeks, I know it's one that we get regularly, is some version of what's up with the starting pitching. It's not what it was last year. That's an understatement. Here we are, start of the rotation again tonight with Shields going, and so we're all saying, hey, let this be the start of a good cycle through the Padre rotation. But what have you seen, you know, from this group, and what do you make of the fact that the Padres starters are sort of what they are at this point this year?
Yeah, it's a little bit stunning, and, you know, I don't completely buy into the narrative that, you know, Padre pitching was completely awesome last year, for lack of a better term. It's always been pretty good. You know, and the rotation was pretty good, very, you know, bordering on very good at times. So, you know, what I think we're seeing is, you know, some basic fundamental pitching principles not really executed here. And some of the real basic stuff, you know, like not getting ahead in the count, elevating too many balls in the strike zone, you know, you end up working from behind a little bit, which sort of feeds into the pitcher. So, yeah, it's surprising. And the number of home runs, that's surprising too. But, you know, here's the other thing in terms of a glass half full way to look at things, Jesse, is, you know, if you're the Padres and you're also looking at the, let's say, the Brewers, who have lead baseball with 55 home runs allowed. The Padres have allowed 54, I believe. You know, they're probably looking at their rotation trying to decide, do we have the right mix of guys here? Well, I think the Padres feel, to a man, they have the right guys in that clubhouse in terms of the starting pitchers and in the relievers to some extent, but definitely with the starters. These are their guys. You know, this is who they've hitched their wagon to. These guys have shown it over time that they could be successful big league pitchers. I think they feel like this trend is going to turn.
You know, I noticed, I was looking at my charts here a couple days ago. They haven't gone through one turn of the rotation yet this season where everybody's had a good start. I mean, either
your charts, that sounded very official.
Right. Well, I keep dumb charts.
Yeah, you should see them.
Yeah, they are extremely weird. But they have not had one turn of the rotation where somebody hasn't had a game where they've given up 5-6 runs. And that last year, they didn't have that.
Yeah, that was really the one thing keeping them afloat last year was their pitching. Yeah. I mean, they couldn't score any runs at all. So, you know, again, I just, you know, this isn't regression. This isn't all these guys have suddenly lost their minds and can't figure out how to pitch, nor can they execute. These guys are better than that, and I believe that will show, you know, as we move forward here.
That's certainly the hope and the expectation, too, to be fair. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that it would be any other way. Corey Brock, excellent as always, at Follow the Padres on Twitter. He is on the Cholula hot seat. He didn't burn up, man. He was ice cold. No problems for Corey Brock.
We don't hit that ejection button then?
No. We don't need to do that to him. No, absolutely.
Maybe next time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey. Appreciate it. Good stuff on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. All the flavors, all of them delicious. Green pepper sauce, what we're talking about today. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of the Twitter questions and comments. Use the hashtag PadresSH. This is Padres Social Hour, presented by United.